Okay, today start by talking about the Kol Yistika Shaila of what to do in our perek when you have anybody below Yeshiva. We all know that by Maminis, any time you have a Yibayidala Yishita, any type of suffix in Mamin, that Hamaiti Mechaverei Olav Araya, the one who's holding the money, is definitely, positively allowed to keep the money, even if he himself is Mesufik. He's allowed to hold on to the money because Hamaiti Mechaverei Olav Araya. Because in Dine Maminis, in any suffix, the Mosek keeps the money. And we're talking now about an honest person who has an honest suffix. I'm not talking when the two people are fighting a bezes mesupik, the tzicha that way. But even a person who has sveikis, Allah is, if you're mesupik, you hold on to your money, because of the din of a mosek. A mosek holds on to his money. The question is, what's in our perek when you have shchenim, and a person digs a bar, and there's a suffix, what he has to do to protect his neighbor? The Mishnah says that if I'm digging a bar near your bar, so I need shlosha tfachim v'sad b'sid. I need three tfachim and sad b'sid. And the Gemara has a question. Does that mean I need three tfachim plus sad b'sid? Or I have three tfachim and or sad b'sid? So it's ibayi d'lai yeshita. So how do we deal with this type of ibayi d'lai yeshita? What happens? I'm now digging a bar, and I go ask a Rav Shaila, do I have to put sid around the wall of my bar, or I don't have to put sid? I'm not interested in spending money, but if I have to, I will. So it's ibayi d'lai yeshita, what should be? Look at it two ways. Either you could say, I don't have to spend the money. If it's suffic, if I have to spend the money, I don't have to spend the money. No? Like, okay, all right, you want me to spend money on sad b'sid? So then you prove it. Look at it that way. Or you could look at it just the opposite. What, I don't have a right to put a bar near your rishus. You could stop me. I'm the mitzi. I'm coming to put a bar near your rishus where it might be mazik you. So you could stop me. You could say, you want to put a bar, you have to prove that you're allowed to put a bar. I'm making a mecha. You want to put a bar near my bar, I'm making a mecha. I'm stopping. Now you are the one who wants to have rishus to put a bar there. You want to have a right to put a bar? So I'm the neighbor. I say you can't do it unless you have a right, unless you know that you could do it. You want to be mazik me? Who says that you have a right to be mazik me? It's a case. This is the point of suffik that we're going to have in the handful of cases in the perek, in four or five cases in the perek, and we'll have yet in Yitzhak Hashem on Daf Yates, the Kivagin, the Beis Halevi. This is something that a number of Achrayim discuss, how do you deal with the Safik by an Ibayi D'lai Yeshit. So today we're going to talk only about this Ibayi, because there are Achrayim who would say a difference between different types of Ibayis. We're going to talk today only about this Ibayi of Sad B'Sid. What do you do by this Ibayi D'lai Yeshit? So first let's look at Halacha, and then we'll talk about Sfar. First, let's look at Shulchan Aruch. The Sma, Sima Kuf Nun Hei, Sivkat Nechav Ches, says that the Rambam says the din of Bar is also even near Rakais Ubinyan. Like we said yesterday, that the din is even near a kaisel binyan, a kaisel that's built. So zok the sma, that's the Rambam's opinion, that a kaisel, that our Mishnah is talking also about a bar near a kaisel binyan, And therefore the Rambam holds you need Gimel Tfachim and Sod Besid. You need both. However, like the Rosh, who does not Zetzayin our Mishnah by Kaisel Binyan, it'll be enough just to be Machi Gimel Tfachim, a bar from a Kaisel Binyan, and you don't have to do any Sid. And you don't have to do any Sod Besid. That's what it says in the Smah. So the Smah in Shitas HaRosh writes, and if we have time I want to come back to it, but the Smah in Shitas HaRosh says again that Kaisel Binyan needs three Tfachim and no Sid, like the Rosh, even though a Kaisel Bar needs both. Even though a Kaisel Bar needs both, but a Kaisel Binyan needs only one. So the Shach in Sukkot Neches asks on the Sma, then what do you mean? Even a bar doesn't need Sad Besid. It's an Ibai the Layevshita in the Gemara. If it's an Ibai the Layevshita, so we pass, and you don't need both. Ibai the Layevshita, the Shach names on the first way. That by Nibayat Alayivshita, you don't have to spend the money on the Sid. So a Kaisel Binyan and a Kaisel bar near a Kaisel Binyan and a bar near a bar are the same. They both, La Halacha, need Shloishat Fachim and no Sad Besid, because it's Nibayat Alayivshita. And the Rosh holds that Nibayat Alayivshita, you don't have to do Sad Besid. If you look in the Rosh says that you don't need Sad Besid because it's anybody the Leif Shita. Comes the Ketzais, and the Ketzais says, Pshat in the Rosh, and this man, he says, when the Gemara has anybody the Leif Shita, if you need Sad Besid and three Tvachim, so when the Rosh says it's an Ibayat Aliyevshita, you can't force him. The Rosh is taka saying it's an Ibayat Aliyevshita, you can't force him to do it. But he himself is supposed to do it. He's supposed to make sure he's not mazik his chaver. And therefore he mitzad atzmai is supposed to put the sod besid. If he has a rabbi shayla, the rabbi will tell him, you might be a mazik, do sod besid. It's takin ibayad olayif shita, and therefore Bezdin can't force him. Bezdin can't force something that the Gemara is not sure about. But nevertheless, he mitzad atzva, he's a chavachayif to do it. So it turns out we have here a machlaikis, the shach and the ktzais. The shach on one side and the sman, the ktzais on the other side. What to do by ibayad olayif shita, like the Rosh. We're talking now like the Rosh. If we have time, like I said, we'll come back to the Rambam. The Rosh says, Ibayad Ala Yivshita, you can't force him to do Sad Besid. That everyone agrees. Ibayad Ala Yivshita, Bezdin's not going to make him do something if it's Ibayad Ala Yivshita. The Shach says, that means he doesn't have to do it. You don't have to do it at all. The Ktzais and the Sma understand that he mitzad atzmai, he is Mechoyev. He is mechuyev to do it. He's mechuyev to make sure he's not a mazik and be sad besid. So our shayla is the machlaikis, called the ktsais, that's what Rabbi Ruben refers to as the ktsais shita. Machlaikis the ktsais in the shach. The ktsais, and here the nesivus agrees with the ktsais. The nesivus says exactly the same thing as the ktsais. So the ktsais and the nesivus both agree that there's a chiyuv to you yourself by anybody the leishita, you have to make sure you're a man. It's not like all the imamim. All the imamim are not that way. If you're not sure if your shar was mazik, somebody has a shar, and his neighbor's food got eaten. He's not sure. Maybe it was his animal. He's potter from paying 100%. Not just business not mechayiv. He himself. We'll go to a Rav, I'll tell the Rav, I feel guilty. Maybe it was my shah that ate it.
Rav will tell him you're totally potter. There's no din, there's no halacha to pay at all. That's by Moshe Mechavel Harai. By Mazik Sachtik Tzais, it's different. When you have a Sufik, if you are being a Mazik, if what you're doing you're allowed to do, the Tzais says you have to put the Sad Besid. Doesn't care force you, but you have to put the Sad Besid on the wall. Okay, and I'm being clear, the two shittas before we start talking about the Svaris, I want to be clear. The Rosh again clearly says Bezdin can't force you to do it. Bezdin can't force you to put this in. However, are you mechuyim mitzad yourself? The Tzais, you see this, smah, hold, you yourself have a chiyuv, and you have to do it. Reb Ruvein comes to... Why is the Sma Mechalek between Bar Eitzel Kaisel Binyan and Bar Eitzel Bar? What? No, the Sma is Mechalek because the Rush doesn't, I believe the Rush doesn't bring Kaisel Binyan at all. So the Sma, and Ketzais Nesivis, say, Asug Yadi Baidale Yeshita is talking Bar Eitzel Bar. So Bar Eitzel Bar, there's a Shiloh if you need Tzad Besid. But Bar Eitzel Binyan, the Sma says that you don't need Tzad Besid. Now, where exactly the Sma got from that you don't need Tzad Besid like the Rosh, I'm not sure. But this is the Chiluk that he makes. What's Negea us now is the case of Bar Eitzel Bar, which is the case that the Ketzais and the Shachar argue. So Reb Ruvein comes and brings in one of the classic Shailas and Cheshem Nishbat in Dine Mabinis. And this is a Shas Inyan, which those of you certainly who have been in this year in the past have heard it from me. The Urim V'Tumim's Kasha. The Urim V'Tumim is the general Kasha on the rule of Amalitim Mechavei Alvaray. The Urim V'Tumim asks, we know every Safik Issadai Raisa is Lechumra. Safik Daraisa is Lechumra. Whatever the lum is, everyone agrees Safik Daraisa is Lechumra. So frek the Urim V'Tumim Akasha, every time I have a Safik, if I have to pay you money, let's say I'm a Safik if my shar was Mazik. Let's pick a case. Let's say I have a shar and you have a shar, and they go into someone else's field, and the food is eaten up. So either my shar ate it or your shar ate it, right? It's a 50-50 chance. So what's the halacha? If he comes to me, I could say maybe the other shar did it. If he goes to him, he could say maybe my shar did it. So I'm potter and he's potter. And that's the psak. I'm like, Timachavel, Varaya, I don't have to pay. Frektor and Vitumim. When I have to give you money and I don't give you money, I'm over on this thing, so it's an issue gazela. So God's good at the name Momin and Potter. But why don't I have to worry about the Isser, Suffolk Issa Dairaisa of Lysigzo? Lysigzo is an Issa Dairaisa, just like not wearing shotness is an Issa Dairaisa. But not eating treif. If I have two pieces of meat in front of me, one's kosher, one's treif, I don't know which is which. I'm not allowed to eat it, but it's a 50-50 chance. I'm not allowed to take a chance and eat a Suffolk treif. So why by Mammon, when it's a 50-50 chance if I have to give you money, why by Mammon we say, I might see the Chaveri all of Araya?
Goes the other way as well.
What? By Mammon,
you know,
really
you okay,
so that's one of the Turetzim, but that's the one I don't understand. So, he'll explain it to me in a minute. I said, this is, but yeah, everyone stand there on the Tumim's Kasha. This is the Kasha of the Rav Tumim. Why every Hamaisa Chaveri in the world, any case Hamaisa Chaveri Araya, why don't I have to pay a Safik Daraisa L'chumra?
In Kasha, you should with that money?
Could you be Makasha? Yeah, you can be Makasha with that money.
Really own it? Or?
Yeah, well, there I still own it. Because I'm talking about Araya. It's money which I owned yesterday, I own today. Kasha has to pay someone. But it's Zichah my money as of today. question is, do I have to pay him? So it's really not a, it's not a hefek to ask on this case, because I've never had these other muzer from before. So traditionally, there are two turuts to this kasha. I think if you look in the first volume of Igus Meisha, Chesha Mishpat, there are letters from Rav Meisha and Rav Shach arguing which is the better teretz. I don't remember which one held which way. Rav Shach's letter is not printed there, unfortunately. It would be nice if he had both letters, but Rav Meisha printed his letter to Rav Shach when they were, I think they even figured out, he was about 25 years old, they were writing to each other. One teretz is that the dinim of life's exile are dinim that are totally in chayshe mishpat. You shouldn't think life's exile means I can't take your money. It's not true. Life's exile doesn't mean I can't take your money. The chesigzal means I can't take your money if the Shulchan Aruch of Hilchis Chayshe Mishpat tell me I'm not allowed to take it. Leisigzal is for me to take money shaloi al pidin. If you have a case where I'm taking your money and it's al pidin, it's because the Chayshe Mishpat says I don't have to pay you if my shar went in with your shar. So that's not gezeila. That's not gezeila. Even though Klapishmaya Galia, I really should be paying you. But I'm not machuyev. Loi Sigzal is for me to take money which Api Chayshemish, but I'm not allowed to take. If Chayshemish passed the Zeus, I'm allowed to take it, so I'm allowed to take it. What'll be by Kod Olam Gavar? Also, by Kod Olam Gavar, I know I'm right, or you know you're right. What about cases of Suffolk? I don't know. Every time we have a Suffolk, and I don't know, you don't know, we come to Bezin. So we split it. Maybe I'm stealing. Maybe the half I have is not mine. So Weistais, what do you say? The same thing. The Chayshu Mishpah says Yachlaiku. You know, it's not really possible. It's a funny thing. Now the halacha is, if I rent an apartment from you, and I tell you, dinner l'chaydesh, shtei masri dinner l'shana. I'm going to pay you a dinner per month, 12 dinner a year. And that year, Bezdin makes it an ibiyar. So there's a machloikis later in Bava Basra, I think in Lizkor, maybe. The machloikis what the din is. We paskin, that depends when you come to Bezdin. You come to Bezin at the beginning of the 13th month, then the landlord is a mozik, I have to pay a 13th dinner. If you come to Bezin at the end of the month, when the tenant is a mozik, then you don't have to pay the 13th dinner. That's the halacha. So it's a funny dinner. I'm the tenant, I have to avoid the landlord for a month. I avoid him for a month. At the end of the month, we go to Bezin. Bezin says it's a suffix. It's twice lashon rishon. It's twice lashon achrin. If we said dinner l'chaydesh, name also dinner l'shana is the first lashon binding or the second lashon. So at the end of the month, if I come at the end of the month, so I win. The tenant wins because he's a muzik. Even though it's a bona fide suffik, if in the beginning of the month I have to pay, so at the end of the month if I stole them off, I don't have to pay. It's a suffik gezela. Maybe we meant the other way. So he says, and Rav Tzomer says, no, if Chayshu Mishpa paskins, then it's not gezel. That's the Tumim's teretz. The Tumim himself says this teretz, and it's, you know, in some cases it's a little hard to understand. Like in the case where I'm not sure if my shar, two people had shvarim that went into someone's rishus, and one person's shar ate the other person's food. So was saying I don't have to pay, and he doesn't have to pay. I don't have to pay. He doesn't have to pay, even though the other person is getting cheated. And if we had a video, right, and we saw whose animal ate, then I would have to pay. And I know it's possible my animal ate. The shtickle of a pella. I mean, the teretz that it's not even a suffix. And I said, well, the Raya paskins, it's not even a suffix. That's strange. Anyway, that's the first teretz. The second teretz is what Naftali started to say. This teretz, I believe the original place is in the Pinchas HaSfeikas, I think, where this teretz originates from. Let me tell you the way it's said, and you'll tell me if you understand. You and I have a sichsich over $100. Right? You say, I owe you $100. I say, I don't know. Maybe I do, maybe I don't. Maybe my shah did it, maybe my shah didn't. Prove it. You can't prove it. So I keep my $100. So the kasha is, how can I keep that $100? Maybe I'm over like sigzal if I give it to you. He answers, but if I give it to you, maybe you're over like sigzal. We don't know if my shah did eat your fruit or didn't eat your fruit. So you're asking a kasha that if I hold the money, it's a suffix like sigzal. But if I give you the money, then you have a suffix like sigzal. So what do I give by giving it to you? It's going to be a suffix yisr no matter who has the money. If I have the money, it's a suffix like sigzal. If I give it to you, you're also not sure which animal ate the fruit. So if I think it's going to be a suffix like sigzal. Yeah, I give it to him, he gives it to me, so I have to give it to him again. No. Why is he giving it to me? He's not giving me a gift. He's giving it to me because he doesn't want to be able to sing. So give it back to me. And if they keep on giving it to each other, it's not good, you know, so they'll end up making shalom. But this is the teretz of the Kuntras HaSefikas. Now what I don't understand about this teretz is that that's not the way the Torah works. I have a suffix issel leisigzal. I have to give you the money. I have to worry that you have a issel leisigzal. Hey, what does he mean? I have a suffix issel leisigzal, so I have to give you $100. So stay either. That's what he means. So stay either for me to give it to you. There's no stay either a suffix issel. Anything, anytime you can be tied with him, no stay either. The place is hard, so. Well, I don't understand the teretz. What do you mean I have to give it to you? Because if for me it's a suffix issel leisigzal, then so I have to give it away. I for you it'll be, so that's you between you and your Rebbeinu Shalom. I'm talking about suffix issurim. If somebody's wearing suffix shatnas, I don't have to do anything about him. If he's eating suffix treif, there's nothing, I have no achrayus to him. If I'm being over suffix issel leisigzal, no? What are you saying? Not true. If I'm over, I should worry about myself. What's wrong with me? Why should I give it to you? What? A suffix issel has thrown one helps. There's no ancient on suffix issel. You don't mean Israel. You mean a fair techiches of yourself. A chacham, maybe you do have to give. So I'll give him back the $100 and I'll give him to chacham. I'll give you back $100. You should know this may be suffix gezel by you. And in the chayra, I have to worry about me, and you have to worry about you. No? What? I should give out tonight that if I owe it to you, I'll pay you. If I don't owe you, I'll give you my promise. Let him do it, yeah. Let me give it to him on suffix, and let him give it to me on the matan. You can't just say Hefka Bez and Hefka Bez, and I'd love to do it, but you don't just say Hefka Bez and Hefka. The Tisa does help us, however. So, it can't be Hefka Bez. The Tisa helps us, however. At any rate, the Kuntras HaSfeikas says that since it's a suffix yisur, since it's a suffix in both directions, so it stays by the muzik. So the muzik, whoever's the muzik, he's the one that keeps the suffix yisr. The suffix yisr could go both ways. And any time it could go both ways, then it goes to the Mosek. So these are two teretz. Each teretz, if I remember correctly, Ramesha writes very stark that the first teretz is the right way. I didn't understand so well. What was the first teretz again? The Chashmish Paskins Leisigzal. So if you and I have a din Torah, and the halachi is it's a suffix, so I keep it. So I'm vadei not over Leisigzal. I can vadei keep the money. That's what we're saying. The halacha is if you're typhus, tfisa helps by a suffix, by a suffix. So it's a little funny that tfisa helps on something that I could keep a teres vada. Like I could keep a teres vada, you say. And yet tfisa helps. So I guess the tumim will answer, that's also part of chayshim mishpat. That's also the rules of chayshim mishpat. Hey, you can't ask kashas on me because all the rules of Chayshim Mishpat, when the dust settles, the psak, that's my signal. Whatever you do different. If two Eidim come later, then it changes the psak, for sure. Because then it's not a suffix anymore, then it becomes a Baba. So that's not a problem. We also have to be a problem, maybe. But anyway, these are the two Mahalchim, this Kasha. And like I said, a lot has been written about it. Reb Reuven is mitzadeh that the machlokes, the ktsais and the shach, what to do by suffik mazikim, whether you still have an achrayus to pay or you don't have an achrayus to pay, is toloi in these two mahalsim. The Shach will hold like the Tumim, he says. What was the Tumim's decide? That Hilchis Chayshim Mishpat Paskin Zayis. So if Hilchis Chayshim Mishpat Paskin Zayis Safik Yisim. So Hayyais, the Rosh says that Bezdin can't force me to put Sad Besid. Bezdin can't Paskin, I have to do Sad Besid. So Mela, I don't have to do it. I don't have to do more than the Psak of the Chayshim Mishpat. If the Shach will hold, that this is like every Suffolk moment. Every single Suffolk moment in the world. If Bezdin doesn't paskin it, I don't have to do it. So here also, if Bezdin doesn't paskin it, I don't have to do it. So, Mimela, since the Rosh says Bezdin doesn't force me to do Sad Besid, so Mimela, Bezdin doesn't force me to do Sad Besid, so Mimela, I don't have to do it, even Lotzi Sidei Shemai. The Ktsais, who says that I'm mechuyev mitzad myself, is going with the second parents. If you look at Reb Reuven, he doesn't explain it so well, but I'll be mazva what he's saying. In this case, it's not the same as by owing you money. If I owe you money, it's gazela on both sides. If I hold the money, I'm a gazlan. If I give you the money, you're a gazlan, you're a suffic gazlan. So the Mosek wins, because if I hold the money, I'm going to be the gazlan. I give it to you, you're the gazlan. So that's why by Safek Yisr, I don't have to be machmir. By Sad Besid, the teretz isn't true. If I'm going to be machmir and Shmir Smira sit on my bar, then you're a ganav? Here it's not true. Here the teretz doesn't stim. The teretz only stims by a Safek Mamin where I have to give you the money. If I have to give you money, so you can say a teretz. If I hold the money, it's Safek Yisr. If you hold the money, it's Safek Yisr. So Mimele, you keep it by the Mosek. But by Sad Besid, if I shmir sid on my bar, are you a ganiv? You're a Safek ganiv? No. You're not a Safek ganiv. If I put sid on my bar, vaday, everything is taken care of. There's no leisigzel being oiver at all. If I don't shmir sid, could be I'm oiver on, I don't know if the word is lesigzal or mazik or whatever the issue of causing a personal loss, I'm over on that if I don't do sad besid, and I have to. But if I do sad besid, I'm not giving you something that by giving it to you, you become a suffic on it. I'm keeping it in my property. I'm taking my sid and smearing my wool. I'm not giving anything to you. So therefore, according to the second teretz, the Kunshas HaSveikses teretz, That teretz only makes sense by suffik mamin, where I give you the money. So since I'm giving you the money, you can say this teretz is suffik on both sides. Masha'enke. When I'm by sad the sid, the whole teretz doesn't stim. Because if I'm machmir and do the sid, I'm not turning you into a ganav. And the meila, the tzais makes a lot of sense. Bezin can't force me. But I myself, at suffik yisr, I have to be machmir and do sad the sid. I think it's a very geshmak pshat of Rav Ruvein. In this, it comes out of nafkamina between the two terutzim in a case like this, where the second side doesn't become a suffik gazim. Nafkamina between the two sides. What? What am I telling you? I'm telling you that your bar is going to be mazik me. So protect me. The truth is, if I have a bar, you have to do it on your own. I'm called a mitzi. A mitzi. You have enough rice to make sure you're not a mazik. I'm taking it from you. I'm going to you to spend the money. I'm telling you, make sure I don't get damaged. The question is, how much you need to be damaged? So what happens when you give me the sit, I have to give it back to you? What does it mean? But remember, I'm not being mighty. Peasant throws me out. Peasant's not going to pass him based on my say-so. I tell him I want him to do sub-sid. Peasant passes him. We can't force him. It's by the way, I go. The Ktsais is not saying that peasant will force. Ktsais is saying that you, mitzad yourself, have enough rights to do sub-sid. I think it's a very geshmak shtuk of Torah. Every suffik iser of mazik, to prevent yourself from being a mazik, should always be a suffik iser. What? Shemuchayiv to be sadisid. Of course, it is not suffik iser being mazik. Well, this a mazik, this is this a mominous, right? There's no passing in the Torah, don't be mazik. Since the Torah says you have to pay, so we understand there's an issa to be mazik. Or I don't know if it's a shal sabayda, or however we know it. It's all in this issa that I'm talking about, the mominous, the kiss. Okay, at any rate, I think it's a beautiful shtickle Torah of Ruvein. It's a klar enough kamina between the, two tzadim. And so we're walking away from it with a machlaikis, the shachin tzais. What do you do by Safik Yisr? Do you say Safik Yisr, you yourself have to be Machmir? Well, no. Now, Shach is a cash on this one. Chaisel Binyan. Chaisel is not explaining Chaisel Binyan. That is still loose. I still don't know where it comes from. What? He's asking on the sma makes an assumption that bar eitzel bar needs sid. So he's saying, what's he making a chilek?
And bar
eitzel doesn't. See, he's not asking if bar eitzel cousin doesn't. He's asking, he's saying that bar eitzel bar anyway doesn't need sid, like the Rosh. And the Ktsais doesn't touch on, he's not touching, if you look at the Ktsais, the short Ktsais, he doesn't touch on the Ktsais Lepidim. Akoponim, this is all pshat in the Rosh. The Rambam, as I told you yesterday, the Rambam is unclear what he holds by Sod Besid. In Halacha Aleph, by a bar next to a wall, he says he needs three tefachim plus Sod Besid. And in Halacha Yud, by a bar next to a bar, he only mentions Shleisha tefachim. And the Kesef Mishnah says he needs Shleisha tefachim without Sod Besid. And on that, the Evan Ozel asks, Mishnah, why? The Evan Ozel understands the Rambam that you always need Sod Besid. So the Rambam Shita is unclear. We're not sure what he holds. By the Baidla Yishita and Aperik.
He's mixed signals. By bar next to Kaisel, it's like a riddle. By bar next to Kaisel, he says sin. By bar next to bar, he doesn't say sin. Maishna. So we're left unclear in what the Rambam Shita is by the Baitle Yeshita, but the Rosh says clearly the Bezin Bar Chayiv to do such a sin. That Chayiv to the least is clear. There's one, when we finish, there's just one queer outcome when you finish the whole discussion. And that is that the Rambam, according to the way the Kesef Mishnah explains the Rambam, a bar next to a wall does need Sid, and a bar next to a bar doesn't. And according to the Sma, who's saying Shah in the Rush, a bar next to a bar does need Sid, and a bar next to a wall doesn't need Sid. It's Svaras Hafukas. Opposite Svaras, which should need Sid more? Well, is a bar more damaging when it's near a wall, or a bar is more damaging when it's near another bar? It comes out, back with Svaras, you could sit here and start to think, what needs more protection? A bar near a wall, or a bar near another bar? I could sit here from today tomorrow and say, Svaras, why this one needs or that one needs? If it would say one way, I would do that. I would say, I guess this is the Metzius. But it just, this is what comes out strange at the end. When you finish making a list of the Shitas, you have the Rambam. The Rambam, the way the Kesef Mishnah understood him, and the way the Evan Ozer understood him. But then you have the Rosh, the way the Smak Tzais understood him, and the way the Shach understood him. You have questions above. But what comes out is that the Asfaras Hafuchis, the Rambam, the way the simple reading of the Rambam is that a bar near a Kaisel needs it, even if a bar near a bar doesn't. And the Sma says the reverse, that a bar near a bar does and a bar near a Kaisel doesn't. So I have no clue what that Shaila is telling you. Seems to be reflected in Metzius. If a bar is damaged, how much a bar damages a Kaisel and how much it doesn't? I don't know. Maybe there's a difference if it's a Kaisel of wood or a Kaisel of stone. I don't know. But that is sort of left hanging. Okay, but again, what? I don't know what you mean by yud. There's no share of yud here. Yud is by falling into a bar, right? Here, it's an idea that that the refuya ara is not, right? The idea of a bar yud has nothing to do with this. Before we start up Ayin Rava, just one more nekuda I forgot to mention. The Rashba is the kasha that if Sud Besid helps this bar, Bishlam Alay Taisvis, that we're talking about Matunta, so I understand that Sud Besid helps the bar. But like Rashi and the Ramban, that bar is also even, you're not putting water in it, even a dry bar. Because Tomar of Amara is Mirakala Ara. So what is Sud Besid going to do for you? Sud Besid makes it waterproof. So if you hold like Tysis, we're talking about water, I understand. Perfect Rashba, if you're talking about Rafuya Ara, so what does Sud Besid help? Kasha. So the Achrayim say this, that it must be that it gives the wall some strength. Even though it's soft, it gives it strength. Okay? Kabbalah, the Kabbalah. Okay, let's start a Bayin Rava. And we're going to try to sort it out. This is the famous Sugya of Chargol, is Yud Ches Amud Beis, which is the end of the Machlokes Bayin Rava, which is the reason Bayin Rava is complicated is because you have Abaya and Rava, like the first Lashon, Abaya and Rava, like the second Lashon. You have Abaya and Rava, like Taisvis, Abaya and Rava, like the Ramban. Right? You have everyone according to everyone, it becomes quite complicated. What I would prefer to do, after getting a little dizzy from it, is to go with the Mahalach of the Paiskim. Try to use the Tzais, the Sivis,
who are marich in the sugya, try to understand the sugya as much as possible. And the Rashidis and the Shirurim are masber in so many different ways, it gets a little complicated. We try to go with one mahalach. Let's learn the Gemara and try to figure out what's happening here. Itmar. Habol ismaich b'tzad ha-meitzar. A shayla now, in the Gemara, someone comes to put a bar next to someone else's boundary line. Meitzar means a boundary line. His neighbor doesn't have a wall, his neighbor doesn't have a bar. He has a piece of land. Habol ismaich b'tzad ha-meitzar, Abaye amar soymech, Ravar amar einasad. Abaye says, you're allowed to, because right now there's no nizik. And Rava says you're not allowed to, even though there's no nizik. Now, right away, this appears to be the machlokes, the Ramban and Tosfos that we discussed numerous times. Which is fine. We're going to see when we get to the end of the sugya that the Ramban and Tosfos taka argue what the maskana of the sugya is. So we'll wait with that. But what we discussed till now is the machlokes, Tosfos and the Ramban. Now is going to turn into a machlokes Abaye and Rava, with two versions of the Machlokes Abaye and Rav. Now we get to the end of the sugya, we'll see where the Ramban and where the Tosfos got their psak from. So Abaye says it could be Saimech, and Rav says you can't be Saimech. Now, if you don't have this Nakuda, it's going to confuse you. So make sure you understand the following. Before I get into the other confusing parts of the Gemara, when Abaye says Saimech, he's saying two chidushim. Abaye says soimech, there are two chidushim in Abaye. Let's explain. I'm your neighbor, I want to dig a bar. You say, hey, what are you doing? You're digging a bar. If I decide to dig a bar, I'm going to have a hazard. So chidush number one, Abaye says, I can dig the bar right now, you can't stop me. If right now there's no damage happening to you, you can't stop me, and I have a right to do it right now. Okay, that's Pashup Shat in the Gemara. You're telling me you're planning to do something? It doesn't help. If you didn't do it yet, I go first. Comes out, you have two neighbors, you have a race. No? Whoever will get there first and start it first, he wins. You know, later by. Saimech, whoever gets there first in his bar, he can do it. That's one finish. You have to appreciate there's a second finish in Abaye. What happens later? I dug my bar first. Later on, you come and you want to dig a bar. So now you say, okay, till now you're allowed to have your bar because there was I didn't have anything there. But now that I have something there, now take your bar away, move your bar over, fill in the bar and then dig a different spot. Abaye says that even later, once I'm Saimech, not only I could do it now, but I could keep it there later. Once it's there, it could stay there. What we call Behetera Samech appears to be Abaye Shita. Abaye is saying, if you're there first, A, you're allowed to go there, and B, once you're there, you're allowed to keep it there, even later when it causes trouble for your neighbor. Well, there could be two lashayis. You're right. According to the lashon, ein asir lebayis, it's a smaller chiddush. According to the lashon, asir lebayis, it's a bigger chiddush. But this second akuda, you have to appreciate that there are two parts to Abaye, and there'll be corresponding two parts to Rava. One is whether you could do it basher usham at this moment. That's a smaller chiddush. Abaye says, "Well, I'm worrying about it. I'll do it now. I'll worry about it later." And the second chiddush in Abaye is that if I do it, I could keep it there. Now, Tosfos on Yotches Amud Beis, which I showed you when we were learning the Mishnah Chafei, Tosfos says there's no such thing as Samach Behetera. Samach Behetera doesn't give you rights. Now that Tosfos seems not to shtim with Abaye. Now it could be, Tosfos said, we don't pass like Abaye. But Tosfos holds that way in Svara. Tosfos, it doesn't make sense that because you're Samach Behetera, so now you have a right you have a right to be mazik me later. So there's a ktsais who explains how you could not hold a sum of beteira and still hold of abaya. The ktsais is cut in your aleph in kufnun hay, but that ktsais is a few pieces. The piece that starts behine, he explains just abaya alibin taisis, Rashi taisis on the ktsais. Okay, now the Gemara has two lishaynis. Habolis b'tzara meitz. Abaya m'soymech, Rava amein esoymech. B'soda asuya l'bayris, nevi akol ein esoymech. If it's a soda that's made for bayris, of course he can't. He pleads b'soda she'en asuya l'bayris. Abaya m'soymech, ein asuya l'bayris. Rava ein esoymech, domalek echadatim lachta v'chafarta anonamim lam l'china v'chafirna. Maybe I'll change my mind. That's the first lashon. Ikdi Amri, b'sada she'ena asuya l'bayris, divrei akol saimech. Keep ligi b'sada asuya l'bayris. Abaya m'saimech afil rab saimech. Now, if it's not confusing enough, we now have two l'shaynis, Abaya and Rava. Are they going like the Rabbana? Are they going like Rabbi Yaisi? Now, you could have here had immediately a major issue. We have four shittas, Abaya, Rava, first lashon, Abaya, Rava, second lashon. You could have split into eight. Could have had a Bayer Rav a first lashon like Rabbi Yaisi in the Rabbanan, Bayer Rav a second lashon like Rabbi Yaisi in the Rabbanan, and the second lashon there. So Abaya was a Oyev of Yisrael. He liked the Jewish people, so he did us a favor. He tells us, "I'm not mechalik between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yaisi." Baruch Hashem. Understand, it would have made it very, very difficult if it was not this way. So Gemara says, "I'm not making a difference in Rabbi Yaisi and the Rabbanan." Even the Rabbanan who say that the mazik has to be marchik as atzmai hosamu to bidna the kanota isalabar avalach bidna the kochaf alesalabar. Rav Amar, I also don't make a chiluk to the Rabbanan Rabbi Yaisi. Ein esay nechatel Rabbi Yaisi. Dama zechayv deshloi zenay tu deshloi ani mili hosam bidna kanota less nul shrasha the maski lalabar avalach amalei kamar v'mar the kamachis kamar pislei laharoi. Alright, the svaras we're going to get to. But first, before you start with the svaras, you have to have the shittas. You have to have klar, the tula shaynis, Abaya and Rava. You can't come to shir tomorrow, even sit with your chavrusa, and every time you say Abaya, you say, oh, was he the one that holds Saimach Enes? You have to look into the Gemara again. You know, then you're not going to be able to talk about Abaya and Rava unless you have on your fingertips that Abaya is the one who holds Saimach. Abaya is the one who holds Saimech, and Rav is the one who holds Eina Saimech. If you don't have it on your fingertips, every time you're going to have to look in the Gemara, it's not going to work. So this you have to know the Gemara. You also must know the second Taisus Dibra Maskal Abaya. It's an easy Taisus, a short Taisus. That Taisus, the Ramban argues with, since everything here is Taisus in the Ramban. So it's a short Taisus, there's Machlekes here, Taisus. And the Ramban, it's also like a Hagdama to the, it's a basic for the whole sugya. And tomorrow we're going to try to sort out, believe me or not, I'm going to try tomorrow just to work on Pshat. Tomorrow's Thursday, usually a little shorter shear. Not on the Lomdis, but on the Pshat. It's hard here to separate the Pshat from the Lomdis, but we'll try as best we could to work on Pshat tomorrow.